really worry too much about what people are thinking anymore. That's what happens when you quit your job, is you literally have nothing to worry about. People don't matter as far as their opinions. Like, their opinions are great, their feedback is great, but at the end of the day, you decide what you're gonna do. And once you can get past the idea that nobody really can influence you at the end of the day, like you are the one that makes the decision, you can pretty much do anything you want. So, yeah, when you're coaching people, you should be recording a conversation. You should be publishing it. You should be branding it under your own name. I don't know what this whole Brave Bud thing is. I don't understand it. You can make it work, but it sounds like it's an app, and that's not where your strengths are. You're trying to be a startup. You're trying to be a tech founder. You need to find a tech founder if you want to build something like that. You need to go to like a Vancouver startup group, and you need to find somebody who could be your potential co-founder, and then you need to hire them to like focus on the technical stuff. 'Cause that's like not playing to your strengths. You have to be like really self-aware of what you're good at. So I don't really understand the whole app concept, but I get the idea of you publishing content. You can create courses. Like, you don't need anybody for that. You could do that today. Literally, you just grab your phone. You can go and like buy a tripod if you want to get fancy. Go and get like a tripod for your iPhone. Start recording.
Those exist for your
You got the
iPhone?
device already. Oh, yeah. A tripod for an iPhone? Just go to your Best Buy or Walmart. Somebody's got a tripod. You're gonna have to get some duct tape, maybe, and maybe tape it around. Basically, all you need, actually, you take that chair right there. Get some duct tape. Tape your phone on there, and you're good to go. You don't even need a tripod. Shoots at 1080p, 60 frames per second. What are you waiting for? You can create videos right now. If you only got a 16 gigabyte iPhone, no big deal. It's just you need to publish it quicker. You need to get it online and then delete the file.
Keep it to 10 gigabytes or less.
Yeah. Or clear some of the stuff on your phone. I don't know. Find a way. Like, I delete all the stuff after I've published it. Good, it's online. If I ever need to find it, I'll go online, I'll download the video file, and I can re-edit. No big deal. Or, you know what? You don't even have to worry about editing. For me, I'm just like publishing stuff. I don't even worry about whether the quality is bad or not. That's for the audience to decide. And if there's not enough of an audience, there's not enough feedback, not getting enough comments, and you need to work harder, you need to push more stuff out. Ideally, so that you feel it's good enough, okay? Because sometimes good enough is better than nothing. Actually, it's always better than nothing. Once you get a following, maybe you build up some sort of like a list so that you can market to that list. And maybe sell them course products, then you can talk about, figuring out how to make more money, but don't even worry about the money. Try to give value. Like, that's what you gotta do. You wanna do it under the Brave Bud name, you wanna do it under Brad Cars, you can do it under whatever name you want. At the end of the day, that doesn't even matter. It's like, what are you doing? What are you creating? Not creating anything, then you don't exist. That's pretty much how it works. That make sense?
Yep.
Is there any sort of roadblocks? There's really no roadblocks. You want to publish a video, download the YouTube app on your phone, publish the video on YouTube. Do it every day. I mean, literally, you can stand in front of that whiteboard. You got a whiteboard, you can stand in front of that every day for like 30 minutes, record. Press record 30 minutes every day and publish it right away. Don't dwell on it. Don't worry about this or that. You even got plenty of lighting. Look at all these lamps right here. You just rotate them and there's your lighting.
I guess. Point them in the direction of where I am.
Yeah.
Duct tape them.
There is no reason why you can't start today. But the question is, what do you really want to build? What kind of a legacy do you really want to leave behind? And, you know, I look at money, okay, money's not really a big deal right now. I'm trying to build an empire. So what do I need to build? What are the foundational pieces? I need a group. And then under that group, I need a bunch of little businesses that I progressively build up. So you're talking about like a media company. Maybe there's a service that you can offer. For instance, you are good at recruitment and talent and coaching and like lifestyle and building up, you know, building confidence in people so they can go get their passion. So maybe you should be building a media company and this is what you're focusing on. Or maybe you build a talent agency called like Cars Talent and you focus on fostering the talent so people come to you to build up their portfolio, build up their strength in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
There's your segment that's under the Cars group of companies, okay? So it's another piece. Between you and I, we actually should be building it out that way. There's like no reason. We don't live that far away from each other. It seems silly that we're trying to like build all these weird compartmentalized businesses when they all kind of tie in together when you think about it. Talk about like, you know, the apparel brand, Cars Clothing Company. That apparel, it feeds into this overall lifestyle that I'm sure you're trying to push as well. And it's a very cool, very determined, motivational lifestyle. That falls under the Cars brand of, you know, trying to build better lives. That's what you're essentially trying to do. You're trying to build a better life for people. Everyone that you come into contact with, you're trying to build a better life. So make it official. Like, build an empire.
Mm-hmm.
We can take a media company, and we offer three services, like talent, recruitment, and promoting the person. So you got some, like, you know, you got some HR/marketing involved. You know what? We don't do all the work, okay? It doesn't make sense to do all the work. You hire people who can do the work for you. You outsource it. Because you're busy focusing on, like, you know, like five businesses, okay? So you're trying to run five businesses. So the people really running the operations, those are the people below you who take care of that. Because you're trying to manage all of these, okay? But if you're trying to get into the nitty-gritty, like, I want to, like, work on my website, and I want to tweak how my layout looks today. Well, guess what? You're going to spend hours working on a website that you could have had some web developer do for, like, $10 an hour. Like, your time's more valuable than that. Like, for me, do I want to be talking to somebody for 30 minutes about their problems? No. I want to give them the course, and I want them to take the course, and I want to have spent zero in terms of minutes with them. Why? Because I can scale that. I can scale helping people if the courses exist and people are free to take them. That's what you gotta look at. What do you want to build? Do you want to build this like little project, or do you want to build an empire? For me, I'm 28, and I have, you know, 70 years probably, give or take. What exactly do I want to leave behind? I think I want to leave behind something a little bit more powerful than just a t-shirt, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I gotta build more than that. I'm way too hungry. I'm hungry to build way more than just...
Start
no. I want to build more than just like some sort of thing. It's got to be more meaningful. You know what I mean? Hey, we capture it all, man. You capture the journey, right? You capture the journey. You say, here's the umbrella. And to get to that top pinnacle, these are the little pieces that I have to put together. Think about it. Ebooks, coaching, blogs, speaking. This is all marketing. Marketing of this brand. So what is it that's trying to be built here? You need to look at building an empire, because that's actually going to keep you in the game. It's going to keep you up at night. It's going to wake you up in the morning knowing that, whoa, I got this group of companies that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. Look at the top people. They have a group of companies that they're working on. They're hungry. They're building an empire. See, I got 24 hours in a day. I can't just work on one thing. I work on many. That's why I have several projects. Also, the whole retina thing, I think, should be, you know, that's another group of companies. That's another business division. If we're talking about, like, cars research, I want to be funding retina research. See, I'm thinking of just changing sightly.org. You just change it to, like, cars research. And it's focused entirely on eye research. Like, that's what I would want to do. Talk about, like, venture capital. There's, like, a few people out there that are trying to build apps and whatnot. I actually kind of want to fund some of those. I want to give them, like, microloans. Cars Ventures. Boom. There's another.
Once you start having money to be able to...
No. You can do it with, like, $5. Tony Robbins did it with nothing.
Like, how do you do it with nothing?
You help them. You give advice. This is how you build the business. And they fall under your media brand. And then once they've paid you, then they will fall under your venture brand. We have cash. We have cash. It's cash flow. Why not? You set up a very simple website, Cars Ventures. And then people who, like, are interested in, like, building their business, they can reach out. This is another avenue, right? It's another way of being out there, being existent. What's the last name Cars? You know, Cars doesn't mean anything to anyone. This is a unique name that has plenty of potential to actually mean something in a household. Use the last name. Because what else do we have? Build the last name. Cars Group. And everything under it falls into place. Simple. That's all it is. That's all it is. But the question is, are you willing to grind it out? You might work 8 hours a day, but then what do you do for another 8 hours in the day? You have the advantage of not having to commute, so you could start, like, two businesses. I mean, not having to commute more than, like, 40 minutes. And there are people that commute for 3 hours, right? People that are commuting every day, 3-4 hours.
I know someone used to commute for 3 hours every day.
Exactly. And they're, you know, they're building stuff, and they're doing stuff. You can record an entire CD while you're commuting.
On the SkyTrain.
Yeah, you can record it on the SkyTrain. If you don't care about, you know, what people are thinking about you. If you have that confidence in yourself, which... You know, that's important. You have to look at the SkyTrain and say, like, okay, I'm going to just start randomly singing, and I'm going to record this. You know how raw that is? Somebody puts an album out of them recording a CD.
People would perform on the subways in London and Paris.
Exactly. And they're recording that.
Inside the trains. And they collect money afterwards.
and they're collecting money. Well, why aren't they recording that? It's silly. It just blows my mind. They probably have a phone, and they're not recording it.
Yep.
They could be creating their entire album within a day. Like, the speed of content creation has been dramatically flipped on its head. It's not like it's going to take an entire year to put an album out. You can see Drake, he's putting out like 2-3 albums in a year. Like, it's unheard of. But that's the way that the speed of content is. Things are getting pumped out much quicker.
I gotta go start cooking.